It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9985 MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. And our friend morning, Eddie Alds from the Tench County Parks and Recreation's Recreation Specialist for the city. And it's time to recreate anyway, because the weather's pretty good right now, and they've kind of opened things back up. And I know that you are excited to be able to say, yeah, we've opened things. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that have opened up just in the past week or two.
Of course, the Southwest Center has opened up, and we got all of the activities going on over there. Of course, you got to call in and make an appointment to different things such as yoga, Zumba, things like that. We just opened up the sporting facilities for the youth. We've also got Movies in the Park coming.
Yep, Movies in the Park. Now, it's going to be abbreviated this time, because usually you get started back in May and kind of getting close to wrapping up by the time we get to this part of the summer. But due to the COVID, you had to delay it. But you're going to have a couple coming up. Talk about that.
Yes, starting this Thursday, of course, we're going to start with Lion King, the newest version of them. And it starts June 18th. And we're going to start around dusk, around 8 o'clock-ish. Of course, it's going to be as normal as possible. You're still going to have to use your social distancing.
Well, it's a good idea.
Yeah. And we'll have the concession stand open, of course, and bring your blanket, chair, favorite foods, or whatever you want to bring, drinks. And other than that, we're going to try to make it as normal as possible.
Just distance yourself from other people that you don't that didn't come with your group,
right?
And other than that, it's pretty much a normal thing that you usually do. And let's see, the second one will be next Thursday,
June 25th, and it's gonna be Frozen 2.
Frozen 2. All the girls especially love Frozen.
Yes,
and
they
Frozen
do.
2, so that'll be fun. And yeah, as we mentioned, you know, the drive-in experience where you get out, you get your blanket or get your easy chair, you're out under the stars. It's just fun. It's different from, you know, from either being inside the movie theater like they have these days, or inside your home on the couch again.
Right.
It's just a different feel, and it's fun and exciting for the kids.
Yes, yes. And you can always come out a little earlier to the parks, like we were talking earlier about, you know, you said you saw the geese and the ducks.
Oh, I saw a bunch of them, yeah.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of repairs and new things to the path around the lake and everything, so it looks really nice out there.
Yeah, and you were talking about the fact that pavilions are now partially open. Talk about that.
Yeah, the pavilions, they opened up yesterday. We're taking reservations for that. We're only doing 50% capacity, so, you know, it's half of what the pavilion are really hold. So other than that, everything should be normal, and we got 4th of July coming up. We got different things, so get out of the house.
Yeah, people like to do reunions and things like that during the summertime, and you can use one of those pavilions, cook out on the grills that are out there.
Yeah.
Enjoy a barbecue, picnic, whatever you want to do, and enjoy the beautiful, beautiful park that you guys have out there. And, of course, as we've been mentioning, thank goodness, Dixie baseball and softball, T-ball, soccer, all that kind of stuff is being allowed to reopen with the same safety concerns, whatever, but making sure everybody's safe. But it's kind of a normalcy of life that feels good.
Yes, it does. It feels real good. And I'm glad that we're open and people are coming in and out, and we're seeing all the different faces and some of the regular faces.
Absolutely. And you've done so much work on Spring Lake over the past couple of years. It's such a beautiful, beautiful location. Always has been. The pond is, or lake, whatever you want to call it, is so much nicer than it was. The last couple of years there, it was getting kind of,
it was what?
Before they did the...
It's kind of like dying away. It was it was just so much stuff, soot and bad things going into it. So we went in and dredged it out, made it a lot better. 10 feet all around, added rock around it. And that helps the habitat. That helps the ducks, the fish.
The turtles.
And different things like that.
Everything in there. Like I said, I saw plenty of ducks and geese the other day. Beautiful, just beautiful. And you get the little fountain things in the middle of the...
Yeah.
It's just
peaceful.
Yeah, it is. It's very peaceful. It's Spring Lake Park. Great. But that's not... Spring Lake Park's not the... Y'all got lots of parks.
Oh, yeah. Isn't there 500 acres?
I believe so. It's one of the bigger parks, what we call a community park out there. You know, we got Bringle and Wallace, too.
Yeah.
Like combined 500, not Spring Lake.
Yeah. Right.
But each has its own unique characteristics, obviously. Yes. Of course, Bringle out on Bringle Lake is beautiful, too.
Oh, it's just beautiful.
And Grady Wallace has got all the soccer fields and plenty of ball fields as well.
Ball fields and everything. They're all really nice lakes. And when we have our little neighborhood, you know, we got Bell Park, we got Parr Park, we have Scott Joplin. Mm-hmm. We just have a lot of parks that you can go out and experience.
Yeah, I'd say for our size city, we have got an abundance of parks, which are good. The very best in most country, 103.9, 98.5, MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. Eddie Alls, Texarkana Parks and Recreation, Texarkana, Texas. He is a recreation specialist. We're talking about all the neat parks and things that you can do in Texarkana and the fact that things pretty much have been reopened. I know that at the Southwest Center, that's an indoor/outdoor facility. You got the tennis courts outside, and then the other things going inside with the classes and the basketball court. What's the deal? What do they need to do about the coming to one of the classes or getting on the basketball court?
Well, the biggest thing is we are taking reservations because we're only taking 15 people per event or per class. So just like yoga, we have you call in the day of saying that I want to be in part of yoga, and we'll put you down on the list and we'll take the first 15.
So we call the Southwest Center?
Call the Southwest Center. The number is 903-798-3978, and you hit option one.
Okay.
What about the basketball court?
Basketball court, we rely on 2 hours on a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can call in, and we have the 9 to 11 slot, the 11 to 1 o'clock slot, and then 1 to 3 o'clock slot. And we're only taking 15, of course, during those 2 hours that can come in and play.
And I guess the tennis court, you can just come when you want to?
Yeah, as long as, you know, you keep your social distancing and things like that. But we also have a youth class that we give Wednesdays and an adult class, tennis class.
Oh, good. Yeah. So, yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, just come on.
Hey, tennis is a great sport. I used to play a lot of it, and I probably should play some more of it now to get back in shape. But when I was younger, I played a lot of tennis.
I was a good tennis mom, so I can feed you some balls.
Okay, that'd be great.
That's my skill set.
We might have to try it soon for me to get back in shape. Once again, real quickly, tell us about the two movies in the park coming up.
Okay, we got them coming up. The first one's this Thursday, which is the 18th. We're having the live-action Lion King. That's going to start around 8-ish, right around dusk. And, of course, just like we said, bring your chair, blanket, have fun under the stars.
And bring your food and beverages, drinks, whatever. But yeah, they have a concession, too?
Concession will be open.
And then next Thursday? And
then next Thursday, June 25th, we're playing Frozen 2. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Great night.
A lot of fun. So enjoy that. And then hopefully in the fall, they'll have a full slate of movies going. So they got a little late start this year because of COVID. So even more movies. Thank you so much for coming in, Eddie.
Well, thank you.
Thank you guys for keeping up and maintaining the beautiful parks that we have.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.